We've never done this.
Yay. ASMR ice shuffle, let me.
I didn't have time to go.
I am obsessed with these type of cups. What are they called? Tumblers?
Tumblers.
I have like so many of them. None of them are like the bougie bedazzled ones, but they're all just like from Ross and Dee Dee's.
This has been through like the dishwasher.
It absolutely
13
has.
Times. Ross? It did say Ross. It's off now.
And I think it says $5.99.
What a deal.
Anyways,
I've been... wine in there?
No wine in here. I've been trying to make my own Starbucks concoctions to avoid going to Starbucks. I call Starbucks Starbucks.
We don't do Starbucks anymore.
Will you do Dutch Bros?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to do either one of them.
I don't either.
Every time that I have the want to go into Dutch Bros and I drive by, the line is like astronomical.
That's why I don't have one in my hand right now.
So, that's why I don't go. But I've started drinking this, and it's so great. It's like,
What is it?
I don't know. They're
like Starbucks refresher things? I'm going to get my water because
I don't know what it is. It's like my caramel macchiato, I think.
Oh.
Smell it. And I put like coconut milk in it or whatever, yeah. And then I just put lots of whipped cream because I'm a child also.
How big does this look on the left?
All right,
so we are recording also, so I'm gonna need you to like do our little intro.
That's what I was about to do.
Oh, okay.
All right, hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. Today's a very special episode because we are recording with you guys here, but we're also talking to our alkies. Mm-hmm. That's my name for you guys.
I thought we were doing winos.
Whatever, I think wine is better. Alki sounds
like
Alki's
kind
of derogatory.
It's too serious.
Kind of, yeah. Like we should be helping you and AA. Yeah. Anyways, winos. We are live with our winos, and we're going to talk to you guys. You guys know that I'm Ashley.
I'm Jessica.
And yeah, I want to jump right into it because I'm pissed off. First topic I'm pissed off. Well, mainly only topic I'm pissed off about. Johnny freaking Depp. Mm. Now, let's just be clear. I don't support domestic violence.
Yes.
That goes without saying. And I also will go on record saying I don't think that Johnny Depp is a domestic violencer. And that's why I support him.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you, but I have been watching the trial. And Amber, the bitch can't force a tear to save her life.
Her,
I'm like, bitch, get some Visine.
She's soulless back there.
No, but did you see?
She's like this.
So I think it was either yesterday, because today we day seven, I think.
Of the trial.
But anyways, so I was watching, I think it was yesterday, where Johnny was recounting how like homegirl shitted on his bed.
Like, not the
and
bed.
How like his mother passed and mm-hmm. like, you know, whatever, whatever. And she was just sitting there and like the corners of her mouth were like,
they were so weird.
I can't even do it. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She's
and I could just feel like she was crying. She was like trying to cry.
But it wouldn't.
And then I'm also like, what the fuck is she keep writing on her little fucking notepad? Bitch, you did the shit. Stop writing little notes on your notepad and watch this man recount his trauma. I almost feel like she was doodling. I wouldn't be surprised if she like drew a house with a swing set.
So I follow this site that like covers the trial like in great depth, and they had like, she had like a notebook, and she was also talking about like, what is she writing in the notebook, you know? And she just had like a bunch of dollar signs, doodles, and like I heart Elon Musk,
right?
And, like, just all this, you know,
stupid stuff.
Yeah. And I was like, it's probably like not that far off, unfortunately.
No, probably not.
I feel like we, like, I hear things of people talking about Johnny and the way, like, when he was, recounting all of, like, his trauma and, mm-hmm. like, serious shit, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, he's an actor. And I'm like, well, so is she.
Right.
Like.
So, she's just the worst actor in my opinion because she couldn't even force a tear.
Right. I'm like, I mean, you can't, like, that doesn't mean that someone doesn't have, like, real feelings.
Right.
And I feel like men get that. It's just like how we've talked about with Will Smith, you know? It's mm-hmm. like, as soon as they're vulnerable, like, they are either lying and, like, you're acting, or you're weak, you know?
And I think that that's perpetuated so much because, I don't know if you guys heard that there was an audio that was leaked from Amber where she was telling Johnny, she was like, go ahead, tell the world that you're an abused man. Let's see if they fucking believe you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch.
Someone who's getting abused isn't going to say that.
Bitch. I was just like, who's that, John Cena?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't believe you said that, because I feel like that alone was enough to negate everything that she said. Is saying, because it's like, you're basically telling him that you know the stigma. You right. know that if he comes out and says, I'm the great Johnny Depp and I was abused, that people will laugh at him,
right.
quote unquote. And you betted on that.
Yep.
And I think that's why she did so much.
Yep.
But I feel like, no, two things. Number one, I feel like a lot of actors, singers, artists, they have been through trauma, and I feel like they use that trauma to better their craft.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people are like, well, Johnny's talking so slow, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but if you listen to Johnny talk, even in the tapes where he's talking to Amber,
right.
he talks the same way. Yeah, it just seems like he's like a slow,
he's like a thinker before he
talker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then on the other end of that, I think that what she did was she just put the whole world on Johnny's side.
Yeah. Because I mean, on accident.
Yeah. Like, I think that she thought that she was going to go on with that stigma. Like, okay, tell them you're a
Well, because in the beginning, when she did, when this whole thing started, she did. Like, I mean, the whole world was on.
Everybody was like,
Johnny Depp is a piece of shit.
Know.
I'm like, it was quite a long time. I don't even remember really, like, my full thoughts on, like, when that actually happened. But I feel like she's ruining it for women who really, that really happened to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like somebody who cries, you know, any kind of abuse mm-hmm. or assault. Like, you are
but then taking the vindictiveness of it all to even turn around and say, like, well, try to tell them the truth and see what happens.
See what happens.
Motherfucker.
She put all her eggs in the basket of that nobody's going to believe that I abused this man, even though.
And she said that out of her own mouth.
Loud.
It's like, what type of narcissistic asshole do you have to be to say, okay, Jessica, I'm going to punch you. And then when you tell the cops I'm going to punch you.
See if they
They're
believe you.
They're not gonna believe you, bitch.
See if they believe you.
So it's like, that's a fucking mind game.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that Johnny, how do I want to say this? Johnny could really be up there trying to tear her to shreds. I think that he is handling this with
Classy.
Grace, considering all
what
that has
caused.
Been happening. All that she, he could really come out and be like, you bitch.
Yeah.
You.
Well, that's what they
right.
were. They were talking about the text messages that he was kind of like bashing her, and it's like rightfully fucking so.
But in the privacy of a text,
right, right, like to his friends, like can you imagine, like if anybody, if whatever bar puts you through, you have the right to vent to me.
Absolutely,
you're not, but you're not going and telling, making shit up
right.
that bar did something that he didn't do.
Right,
that's where it's like, mm-mm.
Right,
you can't act like he's not allowed to have feelings
right.
about being, you know, portrayed as somebody that he's
right.
not.
And I also don't like the fact that they're trying to penalize him for his drug
right.
abuse.
He's been very open.
He's been very open about his drug addiction, and I feel like Johnny has always, even back
from, yes,
since even before this Amber Heard thing occurred, I think that Johnny has been very clear that he has struggled with
mm-hmm.
some addictions, and he had a very hard childhood, and so I don't feel like
that should be used against him.
Because I want to know, was Amber doing the drugs too?
Absolutely.
Because when she chopped off his finger in the audio, she said, well, it is what it is. She said, I was off the Ambien.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da. And it's like, well, I've been off the Ambien. My man got all his fingers and toes. So what's really
right.
tea? Because here's my thing. I feel like when the chips fall, it's easy to say, well, you. But here's my thing. Why are you with someone that's a raging drug addict? And you're with this person.
Well, and for her, I would say it's fairly clear that it was for money, seeing as she insisted on marrying him.
But
she
then you
insisted
can't
on
turn around and
right.
cry. You put yourself in this.
But I think she had this plan from the beginning. I think she knew exactly what she was going to. I don't think she ever cared about him like that. Like, she saw him as an opportunity, as like, he has drug problems. It's going to be very easy to paint him this way.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a man, so it's easier to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He has money. You can just tell that, like, at least when he talked, obviously, I guess he could be acting, but he just comes off as, like, a very gentle, kind person.
Yeah.
And I feel like she manipulated him into not having a prenup, which is insane. Like, the amount of wealth he has.
Yeah.
They could have had something that was fair to both of them. Mm-hmm. And she insisted on no, and he's probably, well, I love her, so I'm going to do
it. I'm going to take care of her regardless. And I think
she always knew, like, what the plan was for her mm-hmm. in order to make, like, the best of this situation. And not only would it have, like, she came out smelling like a rose. Like, I'm strong, and I can't, you know, and then I also get all this money. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. like, win-win for her if everyone believes her. Which in the beginning, I think they did.
I've survived this.
She's going to write books. Like, she's going to have.
And she, you know, and it was a thing where they were talking about what she wrote in the op-ed about, like, whatever, having survived.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What were we talking about for the people that just joined?
We're talking about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp.
Yep. And the trial, if you're not watching it, it's going on currently right now.
In the trial, Johnny Depp is suing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, for $50 million. For defamation of character, because she came out and said that he was an abusive piece of shit, and then he got dropped from Pirates of the Caribbean. He got dropped from the
movies. I mean,
from the Harry Potter.
I think the only one that didn't was like Dior. I think held on and like a but like yeah. he lost a lot of money.
A lot. And let me just backpedal by saying, if you think you're gonna make the Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp, you've got everybody in this world fucked up. I guarantee you. Release a trailer. Johnny's not in it. I won't even blink. Nope. I swear to God, I will fast forward that trailer every single fucking time.
Skip the ad on YouTube.
I will go to my Twitter. I will purposely every day tweet hurtful, mean things. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
There cannot. Who's gonna be Captain Jack's? Just imagine this. Close your eyes and imagine this. Right. You're on a boat. There's that big ass skull. There's those flags, right? We're sailing through the ocean. Boom, you hear boots. I'm Jack Sparrow. You open your eyes. Guess who the fuck it is? Guess who it is? Idris Elba. Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I love Idris Elba.
But I would but not you be are happy. Not
Jack Sparrow's
sir. I want Jack Sparrow and Jack Sparrow. I don't. Even if it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. Nope.
No.
You're not it, sir.
This is not your time to shine. I'm uh-huh. so sorry. And so I just feel like, I don't know what. I mean, I think that they would have to, like me and Bar were talking and I was saying, it couldn't be Pirates of the Caribbean. It would have to be Caribbean Pirates.
Right.
Or uh-huh. something like a spin-off. Yeah, they have
to change it up.
Yeah, it couldn't be Pirates of the Caribbean. But anyways, yep. I just... back to the point, he's suing her because he lost all those deals, he lost all that money. Right. And also he's been really abused by her.
Right. Well, okay, let's also say that he's obviously much older than her. He's had a whole bunch of like very high profile relationships in Hollywood, and like not one person has even said, like, they don't talk bad about him. They've asked them. They're like, he's been nothing but gentle to me and, like, just the kindest person and blah, blah, blah. I feel like if he was, first of all, someone just doesn't become an abuser at 50-something years old or however right. he is. He's been one. And I feel like to have that many girls and for all of them to mm-hmm. be like, Johnny, like, yeah. I don't know what he's doing to her, but he never touched
even
me.
Even the lady, she right. was like, he's with my son. He, like, teaches my
right.
son.
Right. Oh, like, her yeah, assistant or something. Yeah, he teaches him
and
the guitar.
She's like, how often is he with your son? And she's like, oh, every time, all the time.
And all the videos of him just being so nice to all the fans and everything. And then, like, she's just a fucking...
It doesn't align with his character. And that's why I think they're going so hard on the drug thing, because then you can say, well, you're drugged out. You don't really know what
yeah.
is going on, because that's easier than them to just be like, well, damn, Amber yeah, maybe. Is just a fucked up, entitled little biatch.
She's also been in trouble. She
to jail. I saw
for,
that
for domestic abuse in her when she was with another mm-hmm. girl prior too.
And then there was a conversation about that, right? Where Johnny was like, she was like, yeah, I knew you were gonna tell, and Johnny was like, I'm taking you to court. I never told that. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Her arrest recordings to yep. TMZ.
And
yeah.
he was like, pretty much like, fuck you for even saying I would do something like mm-hmm. that. Let's go to court and let's just get it all out
He's
there.
He's like, I trusted you. You trusted me with that. I would have never put that out there.
Right.
I just don't know. And it's like, you can never know. Like,
yeah.
for instance, Trey Songz. I grew up listening to Trey Songz. Every time I turn on the blogs,
He's doing.
He's Chester the fucking molester.
Uh-huh, doing something.
And so I think that even like with R. Kelly, I think that it was hard for people to, and I'm not just take this road with me. I'm not lumping him into this. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think that it's when you're in the public eye and you have so much influence, it is hard for the public to see like, you
detach from the R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm, to detach from
what they know.
Stuff in the name of love to the shit that you really have done. You know what I'm saying? And I think that also they don't want to. They're like, R. Kelly? Back in the 90s, I was dancing.
Yeah, he would never.
Know? He would never. Or Trey Songz or Chris or whoever it is, you know? But I think that the number one thing that we see with these men that is their downfall the quickest is this abuse shit.
Yeah. And also, like, you're not hearing everybody about R. Kelly saying, what? No way, he was a great guy. Like, almost everybody across the board he's been with was like...
Well, because if that's the kind of person you are, I think that it's a pattern.
Right.
Someone said R. Kelly's been talking about bumping and grinding and eating booty.
I feel like, though, yeah, as you, like...
That is true,
not fully, but... When you get all the facts, you start listening to lyrics like...
That is true. However, you mean to tell me that back in the day when he was on stage all hugged up on 15-year-old Aaliyah, nobody was like, motherfucker, motherfucker. You know, no.
Nobody.
Why? Because he was R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And his name at that point was pristine.
Allegedly.
You know what I'm saying? So there was nothing to taint. And even, for instance... Even the OGs, right, that knew, like, from back in the day, that was like, oh, we knew R. Kelly. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. When all this shit more recently came out about it, I saw a lot of people being like, man, I just really did not. Even Bill Cosby.
Right.
What the fuck? I used to think, like, I'd go to that house. Now I'm glad I'm fucking new.
You're like, mm-mm.
But it was hard to me. Like, y'all got Bill Cosby fucked up. Like, I had to get out of that. And it's almost weird because it's like we don't know these people, so it's not like protecting an abuser, but it's almost just like we talk about, it's hard to differentiate social from reality, and we think we know these people and their character and but I will say all this to say that, like you said, Johnny's character has been showing through and through from even the people who
really do
came
know
to testify for Amber still cannot testify against Johnny,
right?
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because no one, even people, her own people were saying like, well, yeah, there was an altercation, but we never saw a busted lip. We never saw a scratch. We never saw a bruise.
Her own personal assistant was basically like, she's a terrible person and he was nothing but kind.
She's a terrible person.
She literally was just like, she paid me pennies. Like, she treated me like shit. Like,
but does she not look like she is that type of person?
Yes. I just don't see any like emotion, like any... emotion from her. She's just like a soulless individual. Mm-mm. She just looks like she just mm-mm. And her face like doesn't change.
I think she's fucking shame.
I hope that she's sitting there feeling
that. I think that she did all of this because you know how a person is another. Oh, I know Johnny. Johnny would never, because he's so good to me. I don't think she ever thought that Johnny would let her dirty laundry be aired. And also, I don't think that she thought that Johnny was brave enough to air his own laundry while airing
her risk
laundry.
Of, yeah.
I think that she thought that he would at least protect it at the risk of protecting himself.
I think she betted on him just like paying her out and not saying a word. And it was just going to, she was still going to be smelling like a rose.
But my thing is this, they divorced in 16.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the op-ed come out in 18? Why are you still... Yeah.
Someone asked for Ashley, do you have any hard feelings toward these abusers?
Towards who?
Towards these abusers, like, as they come out. Like, how do you feel about it?
Like Trey Songz. I'm assuming
it's
change everything.
Absolutely. It pisses me off because... I'm going to speak on Cosby. It pisses me off because he was such a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's... our fault as a society for giving him that title when we don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of people saw him as a grandpa or uncle or, you know, the same way that we saw Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
I don't think... It's
like a hard pill to swallow.
It's a hard pill to swallow. And, I don't know.
And I think music, too, like, if we go on the music side of, like, Trey Songz, and not so much Trey Songz, but somebody like Michael Jackson and, like, these big people who, Like, music is so fucking powerful, and it really gets us people, real people, through very, like, hard, dark times. So
Shout out to Drake.
Seriously. But to feel like that is, like, tainted now. Yeah. Now I have to have a... I can't...
Because if it came out that Drake was some sort of something... Right.
I mean, that's gonna shed some...
I don't know. Years. And here's my thing. I've been to every single Drake concert he's ever had in the Bay Area. I buy all his albums. I was 2.5 away from getting Drake tattooed, and Barb was like, if you do, you better go fuck Drake.
Yeah, you're like, get the like, fuck out of here.
So it's like, and then for that to be, and obviously, like I said, it's dumb because I don't know Drake. He could be a fucking the raging meth addict. I don't fucking know. But
it's how he makes tainted, you feel. Like,
I think it would taint the words that his, I don't know. It just wouldn't, it wouldn't be the same. I'd be listening like, you slimy, sleazy, low down motherfucker.
Where do you stand with, like, people who seemingly get a pass, like Chris Brown, right? Like, he did this.
Did he get a pass? He hit Rihanna years ago, and we still can't say his name without being like, you motherfucker, you.
I mean, I do still listen to his music, and that is
but did he get
probably...
A, but did he get a pass?
But he does, his name will forever be tainted, I will say that for sure.
Now, what I can say is, I think that if the story about Chris Brown was somehow, like, sexual, I'm not, you guys know what I'm insinuating, right. I think that that would be a different ended story. Him. But yeah. I think that,
Let's not also forget, and this, like, it's not, like, a blame game, because we live in real life, and people have real feelings, and whatever, but Rihanna did get back with him, and they did have, like, a whole thing, so I think for us as, like, the people, we're like, oh.
She forgave him, so
maybe,
we can.
Yeah, like, almost like that gave us the okay.
But also, he wasn't, I don't think Chris Brown was given a pass. I think that I think that his career was hit hard.
It was stalled, for sure.
At the time when those allegations came out, and now even every girl he dates is like, well, watch out, bitch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You might be the next Riri.
I mean, yeah, because you're going into knowing what it is.
He can't escape that. And right. I think that has forever tainted his name. But I think that had the allegations been slightly more serious, it would have ended his career.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. They were fucking serious. Like, absolutely. She was...
But I'm talking about versus,
I feel like I know where you're going with
these other
it.
People where it's like date rape and
kids
years
and
years of
and
like, you know, just crazy. I mean, like, I'm not excusing DV, but what I'm saying is it's a lot more common for a girlfriend and boyfriend to have a DV situation than for a man to be date raping and drugging
it's
girls.
Probably, unfortunately, I don't even know if it's more common, because I do think that that type of stuff is...
Well, then I'll say this. I would rather you guys be going to... be breaking up or whatever, going to counseling because there's DV, than for him to be date raping you and drugging you and for you to not be knowing what's going on.
For sure.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not excusing either of them. They're both bad. And obviously, I don't want one bad over the other bad. But all I'm saying is, I think that the reason why his career wasn't ended was because... it wasn't the severity of allegations that Bill Cosby, I was going to say Ray Charles. Goddamn. What's the guy's name?
Ray Charles. He might have did some shit, too. I don't know.
What's his name? Now I'm thinking about Billy Ray. What's the name of the
book? Not Billy Ray. You're always thinking about Billy Ray.
What was just not Usher.
Bill Cosby.
God damn it. No, we were talking.
Trey Songz.
No. R. Kelly. Damn it. You don't see me saying all these damn R names.
Why are we saying all these fucking...
R. Kelly. So I was just saying, I feel like if the allegations were as severe as R. Kelly's or Bill Cosby's, his career would have been ended.
But let's also be clear that still, R. Kelly's getting plays on Spotify, you know?
He is, but R. Kelly can't get a play nowhere the fuck else.
Right.
If R. Kelly got out of jail right now...
Yeah, nobody's gonna...
He would not be
jump
booked
on that album.
For shit. He might be booked by... He might have to lower his booking fee and be booked by fans who are like, I don't give a fuck. I fuck with R. Kelly.
Right.
His booking fee is $2,500 and he's coming to my 50th birthday party.
Yep.
That would be... He's never doing awards.
It's also
He's never doing a concert. He's never doing a tour.
Right.
He's never. He's not. He can't.
I try because I've struggled with like things of like some things coming out about people and then it's like, I can't even listen to their music. I mean, I can't. But I've also like... feel like I am giving up those memories of me having good times with those mm-hmm. music. So I try to like completely separate the person
from the music.
And the music. And that's the only way where I feel like I don't feel like I'm giving them a pass. Cause it's like, it's for me more than it is for them. It's not like I'm gonna get with Chris Brown, you know? Like, I like his music.
I'm gonna say this. I will always dance to the remix to Ignition. That's right. I'm not, yeah. I'm never gonna not step in the name of love. However, am I going to do anything for, listen, I've already bought this music. I've been, had Chocolate Factory since right. Chocolate Factory came out.
I have that.
I got the CD's hard copy. So all I'm saying is, would I support him now by subscribing to something?
Listening to his new, you know.
Doing anything for him now? No. However, do I feel, I'm not going to stop playing R. Kelly at my family
function. Barbecues?
Or no, I'm not. No, I'm not. But we also don't fuck with him.
You know what I'm saying? Luckily, thank God for me, I don't
also, I don't really play R. Kelly like that.
I did like Ignition. Like, I liked a few songs, but I'm not like a stan.
If Ignition comes on, are you going to run to turn it off?
No.
I wouldn't run to turn it on either.
Right.
But if it was on at a family function, I wouldn't run to turn it off.
Right, yeah.
I might be like, this sick motherfucker playing.
Yeah, it probably just would start a conversation.
It probably would just start a conversation about how sick he is and how we used to enjoy it.
Like, we used to really...
And now we feel guilty because it's on.
It's like, when we look back, we did... I mean, there were lots of red flags that we just...
Whoosh. Well, not for me. I was young.
Right. Well,
for
you
y'all. No, I'm just kidding.
You know I have problems saying how much older I am than you, which is really not that much. And then you wanna, okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm just saying I don't really remember anything about our, like, I don't.
I'm just saying, like, the Aaliyah thing. Like, I was small when that happened too, but I, you know, like, where were my parents at? You know, like, why were they not making a scene?
I know, why were they rioting?
Ask your mom, what were you doing?
I'm gonna text
her. Why didn't you say? Mom, why weren't,
should we call her right now?
Why didn't you make noise about the R. Kelly and Aaliyah?
Should we call her and ask
You were complacent.
I'm going to text her. What should I say? Mom?
Question. Immediately. We need an answer.
Question. Why didn't you riot when you saw R. Kelly on stage with Aaliyah back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Early 2000s?
90s. 90s.
Seems like you were turning a blind
eye. She's gonna be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's a question. Why didn't you riot when you saw R. Kelly on stage with Aaliyah back in the 90s? Seems like you were turning a blind eye.
She's gonna...
Friday afternoon.
Yeah, literally. I'm trying to have the weekend coming.
Like, I'm cooking.
I'm busy.
I don't care. I need to know. You brought it up, and so now we need to know what our parents were. Yeah, like, did you even... Like, when she was watching it...
Yeah.
Because here's how I think. Like, and we talk about this. As much as I love Drake...
Right.
If he came in here right now and was like, I see the world in Holly. Holly can go so far. She's a great voice. I want to be her, like, mentor and, like...
Come on tour with me.
I'd be like, where are we going?
Yeah.
Where are we going? Because you aren't taking my kid any fucking where without me. And I'd be back, like...
Like, who's, like, a young... Like, let's say there was an Aaliyah right now. Like, a 15-year-old star. And she, like, she's over here making out with Drake. They're getting married. Everybody would have a problem. Like, these days, right now, everybody would be like, well... Not Tyga, but... Okay, yeah, that's Tyga, but they... Tyga and Kylie, like, they at least denied it. Like, you know, like...
Babes.
They didn't even...
Babes. Where was CPS when you needed them? Because it should have been a knock.
Her 18th birthday, they were like, you know what I do
want to
do?
We're dating! Yeah.
I decided that, you know...
I don't know. I feel like... For the same reason that Michael Jackson and all these other little kids slept in the same bed, is the same reason that Kylie got to date Tyga...
Mm-hmm.
Is the same reason that Aaliyah got to go on tour with this grown-ass pervy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason why, you know, it's the same reason why all these young girls, it's the same reason why T.I. is getting called out. Because all these young girls are getting these predicaments thinking that something's going to be great. And then they're used or abused.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody, people of power in general, even if they're not famous, they use that to get whatever they want from people.
Especially in this industry.
And make promises. But it's like... Yes, like...
It's almost expected.
Hollywood is just, like, amplified. I mean, you can literally damn near do whatever you want, and people are still going to worship you. And that's what they bank on, you know?
unless it's a Bill Cosby or R. Kelly situation. And that's why I think what's her name was so sure, because like I said, even though the severity of the DV and the date rape and all that shit is different, that is one topic as a whole that will start a conversation on canceling whoever the allegations are against. Yeah. As soon as the allegations are made, there's no such thing as guilty and innocent until proven guilty. Motherfucker, she tweeted it, you did it, you're canceled, you're dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, they did. He literally was. And they I mean, they had pictures and stuff, but like...
So on the back end of that, I need to ask, does he have a lawsuit for Disney for wrongful termination? If this lawsuit rolls out that he wins because she fabricated a whole gang of shit, Johnny needs to be able to turn around and sue for wrongful termination.
Yeah, that's
fair. Because here's my thing. Here's my thing. If we are really innocent until proven guilty, you should have held him until this was over and then fired him for the outcome, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But how do you say innocent until proven guilty, and then a situation like this happens where a woman is scorned and making shit up, in my humble opinion, and this man has lost out? Pirates of the Caribbean is Johnny's baby.
Right. Who knows how much money he lost. First of all,
did you see the part where she was like, well, Johnny, how many movies? Like, I can't remember. I've been in so many movies. I was like, Johnny.
Oh, I love his voice. I love hearing him talk. I just love him.
I was like, that's why, Johnny, tell that bitch. Mm-hmm. It was kind of...
She's just so smug. Yeah. Like, in all the recordings, you're just like, you dumb fucking bitch.
And I'm just like, you know, I bet he was devastated to be told that he can't be a part of Pirate 6. I mean, I bet that devastated him. And then here's another thing. And I need to say this for myself and for my good man, Johnny. Johnny, if you're listening, it's me and you right now.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. When I first got on Teen Mom, right, everyone, I used to be a stripper. I used to do Xanax a lot, whatever. So people's eyes would be like, oh my God. You know, after I like had Holly and I was like going to school and everything, people were like, oh my God, she's zannied out. Look at her, blah, 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 blah. And I used to always think, how could I be so heavily off Xanax, run a household, take care of my kid, also film all the time and do all these other things? Because you know how drugs are, right?
Right.
And so it's the same with Johnny. I'm like, how are you guys trying to paint him as this when this man remembers movie scripts this big and his schedule for traveling and filming? I mean, have you ever heard of Johnny Depp being fired or something because he's...
His attitude on set, like he's coming in late.
He's been drugged out, you know what I'm saying?
And you do hear about other people in Hollywood.
You do hear about that.
That's like, oh, they're the worst. Actually, they...
I don't want to work with you. They literally
say that about... They say that about Amber. Like, she's not great to work with. She's horrible. Amber, no!
Oh,
Amber.
I was like, wait,
Amber Heard, who we're talking about.
Well, I don't know shit about Amber Heard.
Right, she's only been in like 3 movies.
I didn't even know she was an actor.
She's an actress, yeah. Aquaman. Yeah, she was an Aquaman. That was her. I never even watched Aquaman, too.
Well, the only person not watching Aquaman is Aquaman, baby.
Yeah, so right, nobody's
good luck
watching
with that.
Anyway,
no one's
Amber.
Watching you, bitch. I feel like the proof is kind of in the pudding.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
and he's also your angle is like he's on drugs, and he's like, I've been very clear
that I have been on drugs
for
but
all
also
my-
he it's not like he's a drug addict that's out in the street, doesn't right. know what he's doing. This is a if this man is doing drugs, which she right. said he is. First of all, take a look around Hollywood. Okay, take a look around DA's office. Everyone's doing fucking drugs here.
Right.
Okay. That is the land of fucking drugs. So even if he is doing a little sugar booger behind the scenes, he's still showing up
right.
and doing his job, all the while not throwing glass bottles across the room that are knocking fingers off the fucking bone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like being a drug addict doesn't make you an abuser. Like, it doesn't make you anything else but a drug addict. Like,
no, but also, I guess my point is like, as much as little as I work, and I say little because compared to Johnny Depp, I don't do shit. So as much as I work, I couldn't even have time to take a Xanax and bounce back
right.
without MTV being like, hey, you know? Yeah. So I don't know what time Johnny has to be drugged the fuck
out. He probably
out.
Just like parties real hard, like, after he raps right. Pirates. And then before the next thing starts, he's like, I'm 3 months, I'm going to be raging. I'm going to be, like, playing the guitar, fucking all.
I have a feeling Amber parties with him until it's not fun.
Right.
That's a feeling that I get.
Right. But it's like, okay, he does drugs and she does drugs. So let's cancel that out. Like, what else do you have, Amber? Yeah, him does. Right. That's it. Like, okay, well, what else?
I want to know who's shit on the bed.
Going with Amber.
She said it was a joke. Ha ha.
He he.
Watch this.
But why though?
Because she's not well. Have you seen her at the trial? She looks unwell. No, but my thing
is, like, after you did that, like, did you think, like, fuck, I gotta, like, corner to corner, fold it up?
No, but she left it for him to find. She's just insane. Like, I feel like it seems very clear to me that she's insane. Like, her, like, look on her face doesn't look right. She never looks right.
Oh, my mom said, because, I don't know if she wants me to read this.
Okay, I feel like you can generalize it.
I wonder if that's you. I wonder. So my mom said.
That makes sense.
So my mom said back in the day it was like back. You know, let me not do my mom. But back in the day when she's growing up, it wasn't unheard of for a younger girl to be dating an older guy.
Right, like more of like a cultural, which I do feel like me being Mexican, it's much more. At least, not so much nowadays, but, like...
But back then...
Right, like, our grandparents, like, my... 14, they're always 15. Big gap. Like, your grandmas are usually much younger, mm-hmm. and the grandpas were, like, 20-something, mm-hmm. and the girls were, like, 16, you know? So, I mean, I don't know how far back, but I do think, as far as, like, grandparents, and then it, like, loosened up throughout time, so it was still kind of like, if they want to, if the parents must know, I guess, it's fine.
Let me None tell of her, our I business. Was just joking.
Yeah.
Like, I was just joking, but good answer.
You're all, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably, I didn't even really think about that, but that probably makes sense.
But I maybe that is true. Because you got to think, back in the day, it wasn't a thing about age.
Yeah. Age ain't nothing but a number.
It was like we're marrying her off to the guy that can provide. That's like
right.
what
it because wasn't. It's almost like he needs more time to like grow up, get a job, get everything settled, and then the girl comes because all she was in back
but
then
feel
was
like that, for that's different a family. Though. That's yeah. different though.
But I do think because of that, it just like made it slightly more appropriate for
it
somebody who's like
the
blow. Mm-hmm. And I think nowadays
maybe.
How
because
we
it,
think
because
is
it,
a little different.
It got. It had to have been the culture because no one, I mean, I think,
I do think some
like you
people,
see what you're trying to choose my words.
Some I'm people like, probably did have a problem with it, but not, they were just like, it's none of my business, which
but
is
right
also
now,
another thing.
If fucking Drake walked on stage with some young fucking girl and they seemed a little bit too, you know, I mean, that interview between R. Kelly and Aaliyah, it was clear as day.
Drake texting Millie Bobby Brown.
Weird. I think it's weird.
Like,
who's Millie Bobby Brown?
From Stranger Things.
Yeah. So she was like young.
She was like 15.
She was like 15 and she was.
She was like,
don't even fucking start with me because
yes.
I love Drake.
Unfortunately.
Why was he texting her?
BFFs.
They're friends.
She was just like, yeah, we text all the time. Like, you know, he'll always give me so much advice. It sounded very groomy. Mm-hmm. Very groomy. Very, and well, then there was another thing of him saying something like when she turns, like, I don't know how it was worded, but something not, it did, it was just like, it wasn't so like in your face, but it was like, like that with the texting, like,
That was me.
Oh, I was like, who the fuck's here?
That's okay.
Allegedly.
Like, I know
okay.
I love
I mean, not allegedly. They said that they texted.
Let me say a little some, okay?
We know how you feel about Drake, actually,
yes.
Okay?
Now, here's my thing. If it is like... Now, I'm going to say this. It's kind of weird because she's an actor and Drake... Well, I guess Drake...
I mean, we haven't seen him in shit since Degrassi.
But he did get his star as an actor. All I'm saying is this. If it is something where... For instance, she really likes Drake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her parents know, and Drake is like...
It's pretty doubtful, though. I believe...
But I mean, like, it could be a thing to where he's like, here's my thing. Because if Drake came right now, and Holly was like, obviously not four, you know, but older, and she was excited, and she wanted to be a mentor, I would totally allow that with my supervision. So if she was like, hey, Drake, I want to...
What do you think about this?
In the industry. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, when I...
Right.
I would totally... As far as them just being friends,
here's,
nah,
y'all not friends. No, but here's the weird... They, I believe they had... She had specifically said that he helps me with relationship advice.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, so nope. That's where it got a little weird. It wasn't really just like, you know...
Nope.
Yeah.
It would have to strictly
like if,
be
like... Like if he's like, hey, Holly, like, who are you dating right now?
No.
I'm sorry, what...
Block, deleted, FBI at your door.
Yep.
If it was little shit like, hey, Drake, going to my first award show. Like,
yeah. Any advice?
Or just little shit that I feel like he could definitely give her advice on.
Right.
With my supervision. But it wouldn't be no hanging out. It wouldn't be no FaceTiming. It wouldn't be no he's my friend going to the studio. It wouldn't be none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Without mama right up in that nigga face. Like, I know. All,
we can have a group chat.
We can all be add me to the FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, set up a Zoom session so I can put it on my motherfucking Google Calendar.
We'll all be in there.
So I can know what's going on. But like I said, I think that people, even parents, because for the life of me, I can't understand why you would justify your son sleeping with Michael Jackson.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how much of a god you thought this motherfucker was.
Mm-mm. No amount of money, no amount of just...
We'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. We'll see you at breakfast.
It's nothing we can do at night, though. We can't do in the morning, baby. It's going to all be open plus some. So we'll see
you in
the morning.
He just wants to sleep in here. My sheets, these are 8,000 thread count. I want him to be comfy.
And it's like, what do you say? My child has never slept on that high count thread sheet.
You know what?
Go ahead, Holly.
Little,
the Italian sheets.
Uh-huh. Let me know. I'll see you in the morning.
Girl. And that just goes to show you money fame, influence.
I tell you.
It'll do a lot.
I mean, we see people that has nothing to do with money, how they treat their kids like shit. So can you imagine if the person was like, oh, you'll treat your kid like shit for free. How about I give you 20 mil? They would be like,
or even the idea of 20
or
mil.
Literally even the promise of something.
Bar, join. Say hi,
Bar.
In other news, Billy Ray Cyrus is single.
Ooh, that's what you want to talk about as soon as Bar comes in. Billy Ray.
Well, I do want to say this to Johnny. I am supporting Johnny. I do not...
Based on the information that we have right now, pretty clear
based
to
on
me,
the information that everybody
The trial's not
has,
over. We'll see what we see, but I, that, as of
if
right
there's
now,
there's more
yes,
information
absolutely
to come out, my mind might change. As of right now, let me say the date and the time for you motherfuckers. As of right now, April 22nd, 12:55, P in the M.
That's how we feel.
I am supporting Johnny, and Amber can put on gasoline draws. On to Billy Ray Cyrus. So Billy Ray Cyrus is single now.
I know.
Can we just say that
whoever fucking dropped TMZ, whatever the fuck, I fucking never message her so quick. I said... Direct message. Oh my god. And then she was like, so
when
many
I woke
people.
Up, people were even tagging me in like the posts of them. Like I was getting tagged in like
shoot
every room that posted it, people were tagging me.
Uh-huh.
People were DMing like, sis, it's your fucking
this is
chance.
Your time.
It's your fucking chance. And I said, you know what? Let me not even play like that because it'd be just my luck that he'd be like, hey, little one.
Bar's like, okay, little lady's good. Okay.
Bar's
okay.
Like,
yeah.
Having a Western shootout now on Old Town Road. So I'm gonna stay out of it. But Billy Ray, I wish you the best.
You can be jealous when he gets with a new girl.
I will be.
She's gonna
from afar.
I think they're saying they want you to invite Billy Ray onto the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
You guys tag him. Just
I cannot
hit his DMs.
I cannot.
No, we can.
I cannot.
Bar, can
I
we
would
invite
be like this.
Billy Ray? Give
Bar,
it to us straight.
Bar knows.
I'll be here to supervise, you know.
Bar knows. If Billy Ray is coming, I'm inviting him.
All of a sudden, he's like, she's in there getting ready for like 3 more extra hours. Then he's like, where are you going? We're just podcasting.
Who are you having
on? Why are you wearing...
Oh, they're tagging Billy Ray.
Are they tagging Billy Ray? Are you guys serious?
Stop, you guys.
Imagine him DMing like,
I'm in. Fuck it.
I'd be sitting on the podcast like, hi.
We are going to LA next week. Maybe we can just put him on the schedule.
I'll just be like, hey, Billy.
Billy.
I don't know. I wish him the best in his love life. His ex-wife, I wish you all the best. You are starting a new journey in life, and it's going to be such a spiritual awakening for you. Good luck.
I wonder what, like,
huh? Just don't look back. Never look back down the road. Never look back down the old town road. Okay, so I asked you guys, I think we're running out of time.
Yeah, let's go through some questions
real quick. But I did ask you guys what other topics you wanted us to talk about. We obviously had to cover my boy JD, and that took us into a whole other plethora of things. But the first topic I see is Blac Chyna versus the Kardashians.
Dude, I saw that it was happening, and I remember that it was going to happen, but it seemed like it was like a very long time
ago. I actually forgot. It was so long
ago. I literally forgot, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember they were going to be doing that. I'm kind of intrigued to see what happens.
I am sad for Blac Chyna because not for nothing. But the Kardashians have a history of trying to crush little black girls. And Blac Chyna really don't got much going on as it is.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that her daughter was the only Kardashian that actually has the last name Kardashian.
Dream is cute. She's very cute. Every time they flash all the kids, I go right to Dream.
Dream is beautiful.
I'm like,
cute. I mean, you know who else
she
is too?
She is so cute. Chai?
Psalm.
Oh, Psalm. And yeah, Sing. Psalm. Yeah, well, yeah.
Kim's kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Blac Chyna's money is long enough tussling with the Kardashians, because I just feel like they will go to
and
every
there's too
extent.
Many of them.
Yeah, they
I mean,
will
if
go,
one runs out of money, the other will just start.
And none of them like her, and I think that they will all get together to exert their resources to make sure that she shut down. And I feel sad about that, because it's like the little clout that she does have.
Just doesn't.
I don't think it's going to be able
hold
to
a candle.
Sustain.
Yeah. It sucks. Like, I feel like with like the justice system like that, like, it sucks that you really, if they have more money, I mean, the odds on you winning are, you won't even get far enough to
speak what
you need to.
But what is who suing who in this situation?
To. You mean, like, what is she suing
for? I don't understand. Blac Chyna is suing the Kardashians?
Rob. He did, like, a revenge porn.
Yep.
Showed her, you know.
Oh. Yeah, you don't remember that?
Oh!
Never, he was going off
where
the story.
Where he was like, you went straight to the operation table from the birthing table. I was like, Rob.
You're all,
Rob. That kind of hit me, because I'm like, damn, I'm not going to be doing that.
And you paid for it, motherfucker, so.
And she said that the Kardashians all got together to get their show canceled. And that's what really she's, like, upset about.
Oh, to get Rob and...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That show almost feels like a...
I don't
quick
even,
summer fling.
Right, yeah. That was like a... How many episodes were
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I forgot.
I kind of did. It kind of was entertaining, though. From what I recall, I think I liked it.
I don't know. I just...
I don't even watch Keeping Up with the new Keeping Up with the Kardashians. All this Hulu, we're the best. I haven't watched, and I don't think
I actually am watching it.
Is it good?
Let me tell you, I love Kimberly Kardashian. I don't give a fuck with how anyone feels about that. I love
Kimberly. We're not going. We don't have enough time for this.
I love Kimberly. I don't care how anyone feels
about
it.
I thought I did.
Text me about it, and maybe I'll change my mind. But as of right now,
no,
12:25 p.m. Okay,
you
I like
really,
Kimberly
you won't. It's
Kardashian
fine.
West. But I think that it's good that they ended where they were and started this new thing, because I think that we see them in such a realer light. This show is not anything like...
It's hella different.
It's hell. It's like...
Have you watched it?
I think that they gave access to Hulu like they never gave access before, because we're seeing...
And Hulu probably gave them money like they...
Yeah. That's what it was. I think they ended it because whoever they were with before probably wasn't trying to give them a big enough check.
Yep.
Hulu said, fuck it, we see the stars.
We'll give you
bring
this,
it over
but you
here,
gotta but you gotta give
us
everything.
Give us
and they
this.
Were like...
And then obviously it was Hulu's biggest premiered show in history, I think.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's not like that doesn't surprise me at all.
No, it doesn't. I mean, as a person that didn't really I wasn't really a faithful watcher of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, I never tuned in.
Me neither. I just watch it sporadically.
I just watch it when it's on, or like if I'm in a depressive state and I want to binge watch four seasons, I'm gonna fucking watch that.
Uh-huh.
But this new show, I actually enjoy. I actually think I will.
Maybe I'll watch.
It's different than it's not. I feel like Keeping Up was like glitz and glam.
You also get, like, a little bit of a different, like,
are they coming
take on it. I have no idea. Because you also film, so you get, like, the production, like,
that's
oh,
true.
How different it is, like, the style of, like, editing and how they do everything.
Somebody is at our door?
Who? Oh, at our door?
Let him in.
Really?
No.
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 I'll come.
Go see. Sorry, guys. I don't know who's here. Sorry, we got scared, guys.
Really? There's a guy at our door. What the fuck is
it? No,
yeah. We're just podcasting.
Yeah, I would have known if I we looked, but we were sitting down. So.
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
You could peek in there if you want.
Yeah.
Scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah,
I'm
you
like,
did.
No, what do you mean there's a guy here? This is a beauty studio.
I know, so I'm like, wait, is a guy
did
here?
Did you want like a chest wax or?
Like, I'm sorry, we're, I was going to open the door. Right. I'm sorry, we're closed.
Yeah.
chest wax.
It says appointment only, sir. With the
what do you mean? You don't wax balls?
I've never waxed balls.
You have to stretch them.
Nope. Okay, what else?
Okay. Hopes for TMR. Hopes. Bye, love. Hopes for TMFR2. What do you gain? What do you hope to gain this time around? No, I don't know.
I feel like that's a question for you.
It
what
is.
What do you hope to gain?
a check. Next question.
Yeah.
Someone says, why does Jade keep sending shade to you? I thought you guys were cool. Next question.
Does she? I didn't see any.
You know the Bible says we submit to our husbands. Do you submit? Sometimes I can't. Let me be clear. The Bible says you need to submit to a man that is worthy to submitting
right.
to. Stop getting on your knees for these fucking lunatic losers.
Yep.
No, I'm not submissive. I'm a boss bitch, and I'm not going to be submissive until I choose to be submissive.
I need to feel like
secure
safe
enough
and
to
secure,
be submissive,
and then I will.
Yeah, it's not.
You don't just get it because
yeah,
you're a man.
Yeah, it's not a oh we're together you and now you're the leader of everything. I can give a fuck who you
yeah.
are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the leader, me.
I feel like that type of like thing is like something that's earned, you know?
Yeah,
you
and
just get it
I also
you
think that
it.
Like people just first of all, I'm not. Let me be clear. I think a lot of people think because my mom is a pastor, I'm just super like Christian Bible. I don't fucking. I've never fucking read the Bible cover to cover, and I probably won't. It's just not my type of read.
Yeah.
But I also think that people take certain, they pick and take certain things
parts
in the Bible
that they like.
But I'm pretty sure that you're only supposed to submit to a man that is, in fact, rightfully leading the
right.
house.
Right.
100%. Not these backdoor alley cats that we be dating.
Alley
so,
cat.
That's that. Let's see. Ooh, someone said we should do a wine tasting filming.
That'd be cool. We actually talk about that.
Okay, so let me address this. I posted a tweet last night that I quickly deleted. I'm only addressing this because somebody asked about it.
Oh, it does. I feel like I think I know what it was. I saw it on a little blog or something.
What?
And I was laughing about your house.
No,
oh.
not that.
Oh.
So I posted a tweet that said, all of us teen moms make too much fucking money to be posting these corny-ass, disrespectful clickbaits.
Oh, I agree.
And I just...
No offense.
I mean, all offense. I'm gonna say all offense because...
It's trash. It's trash.
It's trash. And I deleted it, actually, because I didn't want anybody to take it as a personal shot. But, I mean, I do feel like there's only a select few girls in the TM world. It's a small world, okay? It's like, I don't know.
10,
12
whatever,
of us,
yeah.
whatever. And we know how we wake up and we see false shit about us every fucking day. So why would you be perpetuating that on your page when it's
mm-hmm.
something that we all deal with and that we all collectively don't like? It offends
right.
me when I go to one of these girls' pages and I'm just like gonna give support or something.
Right.
And I go into their stories and it's these clickbaits. Sometimes they're about me or sometimes they're just other things.
Whatever,
that are just
yeah.
so not true. The companies who they've given permission to post clickbait are companies that are in no way, shape, or form credible
right.
sources.
Yeah.
They're just people that take tweets and then they make whole there's no research, you know.
Right.
These are not journalists.
Right.
These are fucking gossip mongers
yep.
that run a quote unquote blog. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So it's like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
And it's just like
sometimes it'd be shit about like dead babies,
right?
Dead stars, somebody's sister or brother going to jail. It's just like, what the
right.
fuck? Like, delete that shit.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have it. Number one, because I don't know, but it's like $5 every 1,000 clicks.
Right. You're like, how?
Come on, nigga. I don't need that fucking money. I don't need that money. And I also don't want to
and you don't
offend
want that money.
A bunch of people just for $15.
Yeah.
It's not even it's not even gonna move the gauge in my gas tank.
Not these days.
It's so not. It's like, I don't know. I just find it corny as shit, and it pisses me off.
Absolutely,
because it's like between us girls, we definitely talk about what it's like and how disheartening it is sometimes to wake up and read things about yourself that aren't true, and that we hate that other people that don't know us perpetuate these things.
Right.
And to see people inside the group, and I call it a group only because this team, it is a group of us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. It's like
you're going to dog me out for a while.
Do whatever you want to do, but for 15 bucks, because you ain't getting, I mean, a
few thousand, yeah.
The thing now is everybody knows it's clickbait. They know it's not plausible news, so now people aren't clicking it because, so you're just perpetuating shit for what?
Right, yeah.
For what?
But never about themselves.
There's 80 million T pages that are doing it. Yep. That are doing it. Even if you shit and don't wipe your ass, I guarantee you Team Mom Shay was going to be like, hey,
did you hear?
Did you? Because she be on it. So my point is, there are people out here
that are giving you the information.
They run blogs. It's their job. Shut up, Team Mom Shade Room, Team Mom Chatter, Team Mom Tea, whatever. Go on their pages because that's what they are for. But between us girls, that should not be happening. I don't respect anyone that does it. And it pisses me off because I read shit about myself. And it was like, she posts a scandalous video body shaming the other moms, and it was just a video of me, like that TikTok I made of me in the khaki skirt. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, why? There's no reason. Next topic, last one that we're gonna talk about.
Okay,
vaccines.
Everybody knows. I saw your mom. Man,
everybody knows I'm vaccinated. I'm vaxxed and she'll fucking laxed. And let me explain why, because I feel like MTV filmed 80 million scenes of me talking about why, but then they never aired it.
Right.
Basically, for me to do clinicals in nursing school, they are requiring a vaccination, and a lot of the schools that I have spoken to are not accepting religious exemptions. It's actually, even if the school accepts the religious exemption for you to attend, your extern may or may not, and that could dramatically limit the places, even if you can't even find one, because most medical professionals are being required to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So if you can even find one that takes you, but you might be waiting, or you might be looking, or you might not get an immediate placement because you're not vaccinated.
Right.
So that is ultimately why I chose to make the decision, because I am not going to change course of career. I've already spent all this time getting my associates of medical assisting to be able to transfer that, to apply that. So that was the determining factor for me. Have I been turning into a cow? I don't think so.
You're all.
So I'm fine. But also, you are not vaxxed. Right. So
because I'm not going to nursing school. Like, I would probably reevaluate some things if there were things limiting me in the way that they were limiting you.
Right.
And I feel like your mom has the right to feel the same way. Like, she's not trying to go to nursing school. Right. And, you know, she can bake her cakes, vaccinated or not. And I just feel like with certain things, like, especially when it's just your decision. And you shouldn't have to even really explain why you did in general. But, you know, I'm like, dude, your mom...
She wasn't having it.
She said something on her, I think it was on her stories, and I almost, like, it was just, like, the way she said it.
What did she say?
It was, like, simple, but it was so, like, she was, like, you know, I don't know what I said on the episode. It was a long time ago, but whatever I said, I meant it. And I was just, like, yeah, like, she's, like, I don't care what the fuck I said. I meant what
but
I said.
But if I
like,
said it, I meant
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if I said it, I meant it, and I was, like, I know you did.
You know what? I think that people... This vaccine thing has really caused a rift, and I think that a lot of people say,
"Oh boy,"
and not between me and my mom, but I think in general, I think that a lot of people are walking around saying it's your choice, and then when you say you're not, they're like,
"Well, not that choice.
That's the wrong choice, bitch." Right. You know what I'm saying? And so, but it is a choice. It's a fucking choice. You know what I'm saying? Just like any other fucking vaccination, it's a choice, and I respect, like, we had the convo where you were like, well, I'm not doing it, but good on you if you're going to.
Right,
you know
I'm like,
saying?
Yeah, I don't.
But I
don't
think that,
sure or not.
But I saw my mom getting a lot of shit for basically saying that she was anti-vax. Let's be clear, bitch, I'm anti this vax too. I only got it because motherfuckers is making me get it. Right. I was not running to put this
you
in
my... You put it off as long as you
I did. I was not running to get this vaccination, so let's be very, very clear. I am not anti-vax.
Right.
There are vaccinations that work. Holly has them. She will continue to get certain vaccinations, but I am anti-shit that I don't fucking want in my body. Right. I don't have to explain it.
Yeah, it's like, you don't... I could say I want 9 vaccines, but I don't want that one, because guess what?
And that's your right.
It's on me.
Yeah, that's your right.
And nobody, like, what the fuck do you have to say about it?
I don't you want Holly I'm not saying the vaccinations that are required for school.
Right.
I'm not pumping her full of anything else.
Yeah, I don't get my kids a flu shot ever. And
I haven't gotten the flu shot in years, and I don't think I'd get
the flu. I had to get it in the Navy every single year. It was, like, literally, you will... I don't know what they would do to you, but... I don't know, but you were getting it, like, period.
Well, here's my thing.
You were getting it.
Instead of crucifying the people who don't want to get vaccinated, how about we just crucify everybody who can't stay 6 feet apart?
You're all just... If, what does it matter if I'm back? Get away from me.
Exactly. How about we just start throwing motherfuckers in jail who can't maintain personal space? Because you are the problem, honestly.
Do you go to, like, all the stores and you see just, like, all the things that used to be there that now, yep. like, you know, they're all, like, faded, like, the stickers?
Well, because here's my thing. I used to always see people and they're like, well, I don't know. And it's like, but you're out in public.
Right. It's also your choice that you could stay inside and DoorDash.
But you could DoorDash. She could pull up. You could pull up and
drive up,
park up. Yep. You could Amazon. Amazon's on crack. That shit will be there in 4 hours flat.
Yep.
Okay? Even
same
groceries,
day delivery.
We have fucking robots delivering our groceries.
Yep.
So stay home. If you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Everybody can
Pretty
do
simple.
Whatever they want. But don't get around people and complain because
they chose different than you.
Stay home. Stay home. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm vaccinated, you're not going to see me in the middle of the club taking Tanqueray shots from this bitch I don't even know.
Right.
There's still a way to be responsible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're here.
And if you don't want to risk it, then you just don't go to the club.
Stay the fuck home.
Club's not for you.
Exactly.
Until you feel comfortable.
Exactly.
And that's cool. Nobody's going to crucify you for not going to the club.
I feel fine after the vaccination. I mean, I obviously sometimes I'm like, all right, any day now, you know, but
I know I'm gonna start turning to a lizard.
But I mean, was I ready to really look at myself and say I'm not going forward with my nursing career? No, that'd have been devastating.
And that's just the options that you had to weigh. I mean, like, we know, like, my husband has it. He needed it for work. I mean, he puts a roof over our head. He has things to
do.
He did have to weigh the options. I mean, he did.
You have to weigh the options.
He wouldn't have got it had he not had to get it in order to put food on the table, but he did.
But he wasn't in line like, hey, Jess, I'm just living my life like it's golden.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, that's the way it is, and companies have the right to do that, and we
have
the choice.
Even with MTV, I think that... at first, it wasn't a big deal, but I got an email. You probably got the same email. I don't know if I can say what it is, but basically, things are changing.
Yeah.
And I think some people who aren't vaccinated won't get certain opportunities that other people might get. And so I didn't know that until after I got the vaccination. But the reason why I got it was because I just wasn't ready to, like, halt my life.
Yeah.
And wait,
like,
and
the
see.
Plan.
Like, some of my friends were like, well, I'm just going to wait it out and see. But I'm
like,
bitch, I could wait 2 years. They could still require the vaccine. And I still would still
years.
Have to be just now starting this journey. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
it's like, but yeah, but if you, like, if I needed to do it in order to do something that I wanted to do.
Right.
I feel as though I'm a healthy individual and I would probably take my chances.
Yeah.
But there are some people that aren't. Like, there are some people that have a lot of things going on where they're like, you know what? It's not worth the risk to me.
But it's your choice.
And that's your... Yeah, like, that should just be... How are you going to get mad at someone when you don't know anything about what they have going on or why? And it's really none of your business. Like, you should just be like...
Do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means staying home, please stay at home. Because, bitch, we don't want to deal with your ass anyway.
It's kind of sucks because I almost thought we were over this. And then, but then, you know, the episodes are a little behind.
Yeah.
So your mom was like, I forgot I said that. But
yeah, she got a lot of flack. People like, you're anti-vax. And I really hate that.
That's like an
idea because it's like, what's wrong with being anti-vax?
Well, what's wrong with being just, how about I'm just
there
like,
are people from
I'm
other
no
cultures.
Choice.
There are people from other cultures who don't get vaccines because there are ingredients in the vaccines that go against the things that they should put in their body. So then you're going to condemn them by saying, you're anti-vax. But maybe they're doing what they think is going to get them to fucking heaven.
Right. Yeah. I just feel like it should just be your choice overall. Like,
yeah.
Period. And anybody who does, I mean, I don't really.
Anti-vax, pro-vax, anti-abortion, pro-abortion. Actually, no. I don't. Actually, let me just say this, and then we're going to end this podcast while this is on my heart. You motherfuckers who are anti-abortion, I hope to God that you saved every motherfucking penny in that stimulus check to take care of these unwanted kids. Because these kids, there's about to be so many drug addicted, unwanted, abandoned kids.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. I didn't find out I was pregnant until 14 and a half weeks. At that point, at this time, I would be able to get an abortion.
Right.
Okay, motherfuckers, so cash at me. Cash at me. Uh-huh. Everybody cash at me. Since it's everybody's business what the fuck I do with my uterus and what the fuck comes out of my pussy, cash at me for the little motherfucker. Because that's what's going to be happening. And I hope that they have something implemented in these foster care systems with these parents or something.
And they're already overflowed. I mean, it's like,
and that's what I'm saying.
All the people want to act like, that I would never do that. I was like, okay, bye. You don't have, nobody's telling you you have to do that.
Right.
But if you're going to take the choice away from somebody else or act like you need to, then that means you now take on the responsibility of all the children that are going to come that they know they didn't want.
And also you take on the responsibility of what's to come, because just like anything that you outlaw, it doesn't go away. People just find
do it differently.
So now we have an influx of young girls
looking for
halfway dead because they just found out they were pregnant at 14 weeks.
Yeah. And they had to go.
And they're trying to get an abortion. So, God for fucking... Bye, guys. I'm upset. We're ending the podcast. I am upset. It's so hurtful.
It is, but...
Because it's nothing but old, creepy men...
that have an opinion...
that contribute for 1.5 seconds to the whole life process. And they think that they are just... so superior
to, like,
that they, I didn't see one woman up there when they were signing that bill.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You know, it should be all women for this one. Like this one.
I'm sorry. But how can none of you have a uterus and sit in a room and decide what to do with the uterus?
And then let's also say that so many men don't take care of their children. And then you want to have an opinion that I have to have them, but you don't have to take care of them?
Okay. All right, so here's my thought process. Prison, all of them. All of these men who have babies and they run off, prison. Since I have to have the baby and I have to be
locked
down.
That's fair, that's fair.
You lock their ass up for 18 years too.
Yep.
100%. Especially if they don't pay child support. Oh, you don't even want to pay child support, motherfucker? Then you only get two meals, no commissary. We're taking that money that we would have fed that
no
meal
cup
for you,
of noodles for you.
And we're giving it to your baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel that it should be.
Okay, well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Let us know in, like, our DMs or whatever that if you guys want us to do this occasionally, we totally can. We're going to get the audio uploaded to all the platforms right after this. So
We kind of went off topic, but thanks for sticking with us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.